When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Great future. We're talking real money.
Well, we have reached another Friday. I'm Don McDonald. Welcome to Talking Real Money, the Friday edition, which means your questions, my answers. And I do believe that for the most part, yeah, it's pretty much all questions. There is a suggestion thrown in, but all of these came through our website, talkingrealmoney.com, where people spoke their questions in using the website and the mic on their device. It's really easy. Just go to talkingrealmoney.com, click on the contact form, and leave your questions. And then they get answered on future Friday podcasts. Thank you for being there. And let's just get started with the questions.
Hi, Tom and Don. I recently attended retirement, and I thought it was great. Great venue, great speakers, great information. And yes, the lunch was very, very good. I have a question about laddering CDs, and I'm concerned that the world might be going to hell in a handbasket. Not complete Armageddon, but a little bit of turmoil over the next several years. Given that, I'm thinking about taking some of the money that I would invest in bonds and creating a CD ladder, maybe 3 years, maybe up to 5 years, and then basically, quote-unquote, protecting that money against any world swings. I just wondered what you thought about that strategy. Thanks so much for your advice. I appreciate it every time.
It's hard to remember a time when we didn't think the country was going to hell in a handbasket. It's always. It really is. As a student of history, we've always thought that we were just on the verge of total and utter collapse. No matter how optimistic things might have seemed in hindsight, there's always been reason for gloominess. And I can give you countless examples, literally going back to the founding of the country, when people thought we were just this close to collapsing as a country or as a world, even. The 1930s, 1940s. Bigger disaster than today, much bigger than anything we're facing right now. The 1950s, I do remember the duck and cover drills well. Nuclear annihilation was just over the horizon. And while things like that can happen, we shouldn't invest based on our fears, just as we shouldn't invest based on greed. However, I have no problem with building a CD ladder. I like CD ladders as long as they're disciplined. As long as that is going to be the way your fixed income portfolio is invested for the most part going forward. If you're going to switch back and forth between bond funds and CDs and the like, then you're trying to time the market, and that's not an effective strategy. But if you're going to build a ladder, a 3 to 5 year ladder, and then stick with it in good times and bad, and there will be bad times. There always have been. But you've got to stick with the discipline, because otherwise you get whipsawed all over the place. You make bad decisions based on your gut, and your gut is wrong at least as often as it's right, probably more so. It's just that we have our brain to protect ourselves likes to fool us into thinking we're smarter than we really are. We're not that smart. So if you want a ladder, great ladder. It's a great idea. But stick with it. Make it a discipline. And on to our next question that came in again through talkingrealmoney.com on the contact form, spoken in with a mic on a computer or an iPhone or an Android phone or whatever. And here's our next one.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Don. Jared here. I have a question. I've recently seen that Robinhood Gold is offering a 3% match for funds transferred into their account. IRA funds transferred into their account. Now, we're talking real money if I do that, in the range of thousands of dollars. I have a self-directed IRA, not a self-directed IRA. I have a Roth IRA that I manage myself at Vanguard. And even if I transferred $100,000, we're talking real money here. Tell me, what am I missing? Is there a catch? You have to pay $5 a month for 1 year. And then the account has to remain in good standing for 5 years. Otherwise, they take some of the match away. But it seems like it could be very worthwhile. Let me know what you guys think. Thank you.
Robinhood Gold. It's very interesting. If you're going to roll an IRA over to Robinhood, it might be worthwhile. Because through April 30th of 2024, they're allowing you to roll over or transfer IRAs into the platform and collect that 3% bonus. That's going to be kind of nice. However, going forward, that bonus is just going to be on IRA contributions, which lowers its value pretty dramatically. Now it starts to become more of a gimmick. Right now, it's to get press, which is very valuable, very valuable. It's also to get money, hoping that their platform will entice you to trade. They want traders. They don't want investors. And their platform is trader friendly. But there's some fine print that goes along with Robinhood Gold. You pay the $5 a month, and you've got to keep the money in for 5 years to collect the 3%. So when you do the math just on contributions, they come out ahead on that monthly fee. Now, there are other bonuses, like the 5%, current 5% yield on the sweep account. But again, fine print says we can change that at any time. So is this a great deal for the future? No. If you want to roll an IRA or you have a big one you want to transfer it over, I didn't see any restriction on how much they paid. So, yeah, that could be lucrative. But remember, to get it, you're there for years. That's the trade-off. Not a terrible thing. It is a no-commission account. But remember, they make money on the trading, on spreads, on pay-for-flow, that kind of thing. If you have a question, go to TalkingRealMoney.com, click on the contact form, and ask it, and then I'll get to it usually within a couple of weeks on the Friday podcast. Let's go to the next one.
Hi, Tom and Don. This is Matt from Washington, D.C., longtime listener and love your show. Other people blast exercise music in the gym. I blast Talking Real Money. I have two questions I hope you can help me with. First question, I own stock in Carnival and Royal Caribbean, which I want to get rid of because they're single company stocks. And I want to use the proceeds to buy a broad market ETF, specifically SCHB. I've owned both cruise line stocks for about 3 years. I've lost value on Carnival and gained value in Royal Caribbean. Is there any way I can take advantage of tax loss harvesting by selling both of these and buying the ETF with the proceeds? Second question, what is the real world advantage of Vanguard Admiral funds as opposed to their ETF counterparts? I'm just looking at various funds, for example. VTSAX's expense ratio is slightly higher than VTI's, and its historical performance is slightly lower for the longest period of time I can find where they're both in existence. The same is true for VTWAX versus VT and VTIAX versus VXUS. Plus, the Admiral Shares mutual funds have a minimum investment. And I've heard on your show that mutual funds tend to be slightly less tax efficient than ETFs. So I'm only seeing downsides to Admiral shares. Are there any advantages to Admiral share mutual funds that would cause someone to buy them instead of their ETF counterparts? Thank you so much for all the work you do.
With TRM blasting in the background, Talking Real Money, all the people in that gym are getting doubly fit. They're getting fiscally and physically fit. Good for you, helping your fellow humans out. Let's go to the cruise line thing. You got the cruise stocks. You want to get out. Wise move. You want to go into an ETF that's very well diversified. Perfect. Great idea. And yeah, you can use the loss to offset the gain directly. It's a dollar for dollar loss on the capital loss that offsets your gain on the Royal Caribbean, the Carnival. So, yeah, absolutely do that. And your second question, difference between Admiral, is there any advantage to Admiral shares? Possibly, but not in the case of Vanguard. ETFs are allowed to not own all the stocks in the index. They're allowed to emulate it. Although I don't believe that VT and I do believe that VT and VT WAX are the same portfolios. So I don't see, and I don't really see a big advantage to that anyway. The reason they do better in large part is the lower fees. That really should be the only differentiator. And possibly the fact that they're not distributing capital gains. So I think ETFs have huge advantages generally. And I think we're going toward a world in which ETFs will be the default choice for almost all investors. So yeah, go with the ETFs. There is a tax advantage and they are less expensive. Now to our next one.
Hello, Tom and Don. This is Tony from Alabama. Thank you for your podcast and your broadcast and the service you provide listeners. I did have a suggestion for you. It seems lately that there have been many questions related to the deaccumulation phase. I wonder if you might consider having a 1 day a week or maybe 2 days a month where you focus primarily on deaccumulation and those who are already in retirement. I know the RetireMeet is set up to both prepare and also help you navigate that particular stage of life. And it seems like it would be appropriate to do that in dedicated, directed podcasts. Again, thanks for all you do.
Yours is a great suggestion. We do talk about decumulation at times. As a matter of fact, in RetireMeet, Tom's presentation was pretty much devoted to that. The second presentation of the event in that first hour and a half is Tom's, and that's what he focused on in his presentation, which should be available on YouTube pretty soon, if not already. I think pretty soon. I don't think it's there yet. But we do talk about it once in a while. We talk about the how you withdraw from which asset classes, but I don't know that we've done it as an entire episode focus. But certainly we should, and now we probably will. And thank you for your comment, and I wish you the best. Let's do the final question of the day now that came into TalkingRealMoney.com on the contact form.
Hi, Tom and Don. I love the show. Thanks for all you do. I recently moved organizations, so I'm getting started with my new Empower 403B. The options aren't great, but I'm able to utilize their PCRA with Schwab, but it is restricted only to mutual funds. These funds are for retirement in about 25 years. I have a high risk tolerance. Between the Empower and the PCRA with Schwab, I've chosen the following portfolio, and I'd love to hear your comments. 20% in DSFVX with Empower. 30% in SWTSX with Schwab, and 50% in SWISX with Schwab. I'd love to hear what you think about this portfolio. Do you have a better idea, given that I can only use mutual funds instead of ETFs in my PCRA? Thanks again.
Yeah, not a huge fan of the Empower 403B plans. They they don't have great choices, but the PCRA, which is not really a thing, it's more of a branding thing. It's Schwab's Personal Choice Retirement Account. And it's mutual funds, but the ones you're looking at are really good. I mean, you have some great choices, thank goodness. I mean, the first one is the DFA Small Cap Value for that 20%. Terrific choice, because you want a small and value tilt to the portfolio. 20%, if you're an aggressive investor, that's good. Then the total market for 30%, which is the U.S. That's the Schwab Total Market Index. And then the Schwab Total International Index for 50. Again, I think all of those allocations are great. Bear in mind that compared to most people today, you're overweighted internationally. But I don't really have a gripe with that, because for many years, it was a 50-50 split. So if you had rebalanced, you would still have a 50-50 split in a portfolio. So 50 U.S., 50 international, not necessarily a bad thing. And remember, the other nice thing about the international is that it has not performed as well as the U.S., and you expect, based on past numbers, to see some sort of reversion to the mean. You want to buy, and that's why you rebalance. So you sell your winners and buy your losers. So essentially, you're just getting it balanced from the beginning in a reasonably good way. I see nothing in the world wrong with what you're doing. As a matter of fact, I think it could serve you incredibly well. If you have a question, please go to talkingrealmoney.com, click on the contact form, and speak it in there, and we'll get to it on a Friday. If you would like to talk with us on one of our shows, every Saturday we do 2 hours live from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can call us and speak with us at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. 8255. So that's every Saturday, 3 to 5 Eastern, noon to 2 Pacific. Even if you can't hear us, you can call us and talk with us during those 2 hours. Thank you very much for being a part of our program. Thank you for being such great, loyal listeners. We appreciate you very much. And please spread the word. Tell more folks about what we do, because really, we're trying to help everybody become a better investor, making money more approachable, particularly investing, because that's what we mean by talking real money.
The opinions and views expressed on this podcast were current on the date recorded. Opinions, estimates, forecasts, and statements of financial market trends that are based on current market conditions constitute our judgment and are subject to change without notice, including any forward-looking estimates or statements which are based on certain expectations and assumptions. Although information and opinions given have been obtained from or based on sources believed to be reliable, no warranty or representation is made as to their correctness, completeness, or accuracy. Information presented on the podcast is not personalized investment advice from Appella Wealth. The views and strategies described may not be suitable for everyone. This podcast does not identify all the risks, direct or indirect, or other considerations which might be material to you when entering any financial transaction. Past performance does not guarantee future results, and profitable results cannot be guaranteed. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. The podcast is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Wealth, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Please see Appella Wealth's ADV Part 2A on our website for information regarding Appella's fees and services. Appella Capital, LLC, DBA Appella Wealth, is an investment advisory firm registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The firm only transacts business in the states where it is properly registered or excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration with the SEC or any state securities authority does not imply a certain level of skill or training. Appella does not provide tax or legal advice, and nothing either stated or implied here should be inferred as providing such advice. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and important disclosure related to performance of any specific index or fund quoted in this podcast. Is anybody still listening?